everybody. What is going on? Welcome to the Fantasy Draft Happy Hour, the afternoon wood, the afternoon delight, the most friendly crew you ever got to meet. I'm Eric Crane, joined by, as always on Wednesday and Friday, Big T and Mike Petta, the hoopster. Tony, what's going on, man?
I mean, I'm just listening to Hoop talk about getting in the gym in the mornings. He's running laps. He's running suicides. He's getting shots up. He wants a shot at the belt, I think.
Yeah, so Hoop, you were talking to us before the show. You got a morning crew you're running with now.
Yeah, dude, I got some boys from the hood here that are ready to ball. Gonna get Hoop back in shape to take down the big talker over here, Big T.
Now, I think a lot of people, you know, most people who watch these shows, they're probably in their 20s, you would say, if you had to guess. I mean, I think when you're in your 20s, you don't realize how hard it is once you get in your 30s to find a real crew to play basketball with.
So, it's hard.
I'm really impressed by this. Like, I mean, I'm the last round pick, man. The booty doesn't show itself whenever it's time to pick teams. It's when I get out there that, you know, things are good for me. Are you like?
Yeah, I haven't officially been accepted. I got to say that. I haven't officially been accepted into the crew. Got the new gym locked in. Showed up today and, you know, just like, and you're going to ease my way in and hopefully get the official invite. But you're right, man. Like, once you get into the 30s, it's hard. Like, yeah, in your 20s, you just call up your buddies, like, yeah, let's go play ball. But in your 30s, it's a little bit more difficult. So I have to train to apparently keep up with Big T here, who is apparently just an all-around stellar basketball player.
Well, I got to ask, Tony, like, I mean, Hoop and I, we are mere mortals. You are a high school basketball legend, Tony Niehaus. So I've got to ask you, is it tough for you to find a crew to play with, too?
I mean, I just moved to a new state, and I'm playing 3 days a week already, so I don't know about
okay, so it's easy to sleep with talent.
You find a gym, and there's games. Like, well, what's hard about that?
I mean, you got to get in with the people at the gym, though.
Well, you get in when you start stroking 40-footers on them. Like, they either accept you or they don't, like – if they don't accept you, then you just give them the business.
You know, the last place I was living, I had like an in. It was like a 2 a.m. crew. And I was the only white guy there. They kept calling me Steve Kerr. I never went inside. I just kind of stood in the corner waiting to jack up threes. I was an absolute liability on defense. Only ran into like the brick wall behind the basketball.
Had a 24-hour fitness too?
No, it was a Golds. You know me, I'm pumping iron.
I love the 24-hour midnight games. That was like my favorite thing in Colorado.
Oh, the 24, like, Hoop, are you like an early riser? Are you going to play these games early in the morning?
No. I mean, the earliest, like 9 a.m. I'm not an early gym guy. Like, no chance I can get to, like, those people that like go at 5 a.m. That's definitely not me.
Yeah.
Yeah, the midnight game is like prime pickings.
Well, it never ends either. Like, you start at midnight and you can just go till 5 in the morning easily.
By the way, Escott's 35? He just put it in chat, he's 35. I'm not buying that.
Yeah, well, he says he gets the Kerr comments all the time. Like
35? I'm shocked about that. Damn. All right.
How old do you think he was?
28 or something?
That'd be 28 again. Oh, those were the days. Hoop, we're all old, man. That's just how it works. But speaking of old, we got a big slate tonight. So we got a lot of old players we're going to be picking. But also, fantasy draft, couple things going on there tonight. The Roto-Grinders Chat League is going on. It is 5 of 32.
Oh, I got to get it. Where's the link?
Here. Well, Mangone is going to post it in the link in just a second. And it's a big slate tonight. So you're not going to have to worry about too much overlap. Yada, yada, yada. There's going to be a lot of different teams in here. It's going to fill. And plus, you get one of these nice Roto-Grinders hats that is – oh, there it is. Ah, okay. One of these bad boys. See, I can put it on over the fantasy draft hat.
Wow, it fits pretty good over it even.
It's actually
does grandma's hat fit over both of them?
Grandma's hat, you know, it's not in here right now, so no. I have to check it out. I know. They want to know how old we are, by the way. I'm 32. Yeah,
I'll be
32. You have trouble remembering how old you are sometimes?
Well, you just helped me out because we're the same age.
Okay. That's my problem. I had to think about it for a second. I'll be 32.
Tony is as well, right?
Three best friends.
That's right, baby. I'll be 33 in March, though. So that's what it that's what
mine's gets in March as well.
Whoa!
Wouldn't it be amazing if we just had the same birthday?
What? March 20?
I don't think we got the same one.
Is it a two?
It's not a two.
Ah! God, we were so close. We're on Team March, though. That's okay.
But, yeah, so I'm the young buck here.
Wait, what month were you born, Hoop?
July. You guys are the old men on the squad here.
We are the old men. There's no arguing with that. We got Tony stroking the 40-footers and me with the booty in the inside. So, anyways, get in the chat link. Mango just posted the link, and he will do it again here in a second. So we got that going on. Also, Fantasy Draft, they're trying something new today. They're starting a 1K buy-in. It's going to be on Wednesdays for basketball. It's also going to be on Sundays for football. 15 players max. Right now it's 11 of 15 full. So if any of you ballers want to get in there, it's time to do it because that's going to fill up.
That starts tonight?
What?
Yeah.
That is tonight.
First one tonight?
Yep. First one tonight. And rake is less than 5%.
Yeah.
So, nice. Yeah, I would highly, highly, highly recommend doing that. NBA 15,000 guaranteed single entry gauntlet. Only one entry for everybody who complains about me.
Wow, how am I going to win with A Loves Animals in there? Bad Girl himself. How am I supposed to be Bad Girl?
The hero.
You gotta watch out for that Bad Girl, man.
Good dude.
He's even in there under a different name, just hidden. A Loves Animals.
Well, let's try and break down this fantasy draft slate because, again, it's a 9-game slate. We got Russ Westbrook. We got James Harden. We got the Greek Freak. We got a lot of these names that we always like to try and roster. Brow, I try not to roster. It's a nice matchup tonight. We got Boogie. I mean,
I don't mean to cut you off, but before we get too far, just a little Bachelor recap. I mean, Tony, you gotta be regretting your call now, right?
She had a rough week. I'm not gonna lie.
Come on,
she had a rough week.
Can you please just admit that I was right? Just admit it. Like, seriously. That's all I want to hear. That's all I want to hear.
Come on, then I'm done. But she had a really rough week. I wish I waited one more week to get better odds, put it that way.
Yeah, I think you're in trouble with the Corinna. My girl, the one who I like, didn't get any face
time. I have to tell you guys, just give me a little bit of credit. Like, the girl I called is probably the favorite now. I mean, just took off.
Oh, she got Vanessa you're talking about. She got a private date. They had the moment.
She was puking on the guy.
Yeah, but he didn't care.
Can't blame her there. He still made out with her. Like,
he's just trying to look like a good guy. Deep down, he didn't like it. He just didn't want to look like
the he's a complete douche. I mean, he is literally the definition of a douchebag. Like, there's no doubt about that. But no, yeah, she persevered. I mean, threw up and everything, still getting the makeout session. So I'm feeling good. I mean, do you still want to put any money on her in the final
four? You wait till I have a bad week to want to pick on poor Big T?
Well, I know Big T is so confident in his takes.
She's freaking sleeping. What was she doing?
That was something. She skips the road.
She's going out naked with the freaking just the coat on. I mean, what is happening?
Yeah, I
mean,
really would have enjoyed had she just shown up to the road ceremony in the whipped cream. Just like really awkward for everybody.
The fact that I nailed it like last week, everything I said basically came true. What I'm going to say now, I think will come true too. I think what's going to happen is I think he ends up banging her, Corinne, and then ships her out. He's going to get it once, then send her back in.
He's for sure going to get it. Like, yeah. There's no way he ships her before he serves.
Yeah, he's definitely serving it up to her. There's no doubt about that. And then he's going to serve her the papers, get her ass off the show.
Yeah,
I still think she makes a run, so.
I mean, she's going to make a run, like, when she's going to get killed by all the other girls. Like, all those – like, is there another girl who's been hated? Like, I'm new to this show. But, like,
what? Yeah, there's one every season. There's one every season, and this is her. And I mean, obviously, the producers make it like a million times worse than it actually is, just to have the one like bad girl on there. no pun intended to our boy Bad Girl, but yeah, he's gonna every season they do it. But yeah, I think that it's just super obvious what's gonna happen here. He's gonna nail her, then send her back.
Yeah, I don't see her going far. I'm so sorry, Tony. I just don't see it.
She's got 2 weeks left, Max.
I'll tell you what's going to be great.
Oh, my God.
When she gets cut, you know her exit is going to be epic.
Oh, God.
It is going to be
mean when they both leave to go on, like, their honeymoon or what?
Oh, that would be epic, too. But that ain't going to happen. No.
Yeah, don't even start talking like that. You're mad. You've totally backtracked, man. You've done the siege back up.
I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean, I can't defend her when she's doing stuff like that.
We're gonna have to get that change that gif, the face on that gif, and go from Siege to Tony now on his Corinne take.
He still stands on his ground though. I admit when I'm wrong, and
yeah, okay, we can give you credit there. All right.
I mean, I'm not telling you guys to fade Jokic or something. I mean, come on now.
Who said fade Jokic?
That's what I heard people saying yesterday on the late show.
I could get
bad on back to backs though.
Yeah. All right.
How's yeah, like he was 80% of the season, he was playing like 20 minutes a game. Now he's like playing every minute and is awesome.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and now we're segueing from Jokic to Bachelor to Jokic to now fantasy draft because we got to touch on this because much like Corinne, there are a number of high priced options that might really disappoint you tonight. So, Tony, who are some of the high priced options today that you're going to be targeting at guard, forward, whatever that that you want to make sure you get in your lineups?
I mean, all year we talk about playing Westbrook in the certain spot, but I don't know how you could fade Westbrook tonight. He struggled the first time around at Golden State. They got blown out. They're probably going to get blown out again tonight just with the way it sets up. But I think Westbrook is a lock for a triple-double, a lock for a monster game. I'm just going to take the floor. I don't. Harden's on a back-to-back in kind of a tricky. Is he? Did he play yesterday or 2 days ago? Yesterday, right? 77? Yeah. He had a monster game last night. I mean, not much cheaper. I'm just going to take Westbrook and take that monster floor I get with him.
What about you, Hooper? You on Westbrook? You on Harden today, or are you paying up elsewhere?
I think I'm on Harden. Honestly, I there's not many situations where I let blowout concerns really dictate my decisions, but in Golden State is an exception for me. And the man, they look so bad. The Thunder last time out, so I'm going Harden.
Yeah,
was that game against the Lakers? Was that last night or 2 nights?
Yeah, I'm with you, Hoop. I'm kind of worried about the blowout with Westbrook. We saw last game only 29 minutes, and a blowout seems more likely here than it was last time against Los Angeles, even though Chris Paul was out. Does the blowout not concern you, Tony?
I think it's a close game. I mean, the Golden State just played a huge game. They shot their wad big time trying to beat Cleveland. They already blew out OKC the last time. OKC just got blown out. This is a perfect example of a game that everyone's going to look at the recency bias, and I'm just going to kind of go the other direction. I think Westbrook's going to have a monster game, and I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think they'll hang around, keep it around that like 8 to 12-point number and get full minutes. So I just think he has a monster game tonight.
Yeah, I think actually like the loss of Steven Adams is pretty big for that team. Like he's been super solid all year. And, you know, in the game, I think it was earlier this season when they faced Golden State, like I think it was earlier this season. Yeah, Steven Adams actually like played really well, went to the bench, and they immediately got blown out. So Adams out, I think, is a pretty big hit for this team overall, not only in this matchup. So I don't know. I think the blowout concern here is pretty real.
Yeah, but the thing is, you look at Westbrook's number without Steven Adams, you can check it out on the Court IQ. It actually goes way up without Steven Adams. He's like 1.96 or something, like points per minute, which is just absurd. So you give him 30 minutes, all of a sudden he's basically hitting 70 points on average. I mean, like, Tony, like I said, if you think this game stays close, I just think you load up on Westbrook.
I'm not even saying, like, I don't know. Like, by saying I think it stays close, I think it stays within range where Westbrook's going to get his minutes. Like, I'm not saying they're going to win the game because I just don't – unless he just goes completely absurd, they're not going to win the game. But I don't know. I just can't see him slowing him down. I can't see him getting blown out twice in this spot.
Okay, well, let's say that they do keep it close. Obviously, we're going to want some Golden State exposure, too. Klay Thompson's out. Steph Curry, his numbers rise quite a bit without Klay. Hoop, what do you think about Curry tonight at his price?
I love Curry, and I love what I've seen out of him lately. Just being – he's been more aggressive, you know, shooting better, obviously, the past few games, and the production has kind of stabilized a little bit as of late. You know, it's still, I mean, they're halfway through the season. They're still, you know, figuring each other out a little bit with Durant there. And I agree with Tony's take on the whole situation. You know, it's probably Durant's team as it stands now. But I like what Curry's been doing. And if Klay is out, which is kind of a weird situation, they ruled him out and then, you know, quickly retracted that and said he's upgraded to questionable, might make it to the game in time. So weird situation there. I don't know if we'll have that information before tip, but I like Curry either way, whether Klay is in or out.
Well, see, that is interesting because last I had heard, he was out. So it's good to know he's questionable now. If Klay's out, are you going to load up on Curry to Tony, or are you just kind of worried about we're not going to have that information before the game?
For me, how I've been looking at the slate, I'm just going to play Durant and I'm going to play Westbrook and kind of go that direction. Curry's been good. I don't mind Curry. If I can fit Curry, I like him, but I'm not going to, like, go out of my way to put him in.
He just seems
9,200. I just don't love the price at 9,200.
Yeah, you get a little bit of a discount on fantasy draft. He's 16.5. Normally, we just, you know, split the fantasy draft price in half, double the DraftKings price, and all of a sudden, you actually get a little bit of a discount on Curry on fantasy draft, so that's nice. Who are some other point guards you're interested in paying up for today?
Me?
Yep.
Oh, I like the guys in the Portland-Charlotte game. If I'm looking to be somewhat contrarian, I don't know. I see a lot of people trying to pay up a little bit, pay up a little higher, get to the Westbrook, get to the Curry. And these guys, Lillard and Kemba Walker, I have a lot of interest in here. That totals, I mean, 220, much better chance of staying competitive. So in tournaments, I think it's always a good strategy to, you know, go double point guard in the same game. And these are two guys that will go at each other as well. So I love pairing these two up in tournaments a ton.
What about you, Tony? Is that a game you're going to target as well?
Yeah, one of the reasons I don't like Curry all that much. I mean, he's 92 and 9,000 on the big sites. And then you talked about the fantasy draft price. But I love Kemba. I mean, 7,700 on DraftKings. He's just – anytime I can get Kemba below 8K in a home game versus a point guard that I don't think defends very well, I just like him. I mean, he's probably my favorite play, even more than Westbrook. I like Kemba just based on price. It reminds me of what's the Phoenix guy that was mispriced here?
Bledsoe.
When he's under 7K, like anytime I can get Bledsoe under 7K the other night, I loved him, and then he went off. So anytime you can get Kemba under 8 at home in a good matchup, it's just an interesting price play no matter what.
Well, and a guy who's also priced up that really ticked a lot of people off yesterday, and I'm so glad I didn't play, Kyle Lowry. At Philly, he's from Philly. He's 8,500 on DraftKings. On fantasy draft, he's 15-6. What do we make of Kyle Lowry tonight with the day off? Do you think he comes out and has a big game, Hoop?
I mean, more importantly, I mean, the biggest piece of information is whether or not DeRozan sits, and I think he does. I mean, they gave Lowry last night off. They coasted to a win. I think DeRozan gets the night off, and then Lowry becomes a guy that you probably have to have in your lineups. And we saw last night the usage for DeRozan through the roof. He did just basically everything on offense. I'd expect just about the same performance from Lowry tonight if DeRozan is out in a phenomenal matchup on top of it.
What about you, Tony? Are you on Lowry tonight?
Yeah, I mean, if DeRozan sits, I am for sure. Like, whenever either one of those guys sits, you have to play the other one just because the usage just – goes. They should be a 10K plus player when the other one's out. So it's just an auto play for me. I'm not 100. I remember this happening last year a lot, where one of them would sit and the next day we would wonder, and it seemed like the guy would always end up playing. But it's a coin flip. It could go either way. So there's no reason to analyze it.
Yeah, and most people look at Philly and they say, oh, well, you know, it's a bluff. Philly's been pretty good. It's at Philly. Toronto, just
Philly's
a
been real good.
Yeah. If it's Philly, your favorite team to watch, Tony?
When Embiid's in there, they're right there in the top five.
I mean, that's got – well, Denver's got to be your favorite, right?
Oh, everyone should love watching Denver right now. I mean, you guys love watching Denver?
What was the deal with the Embiid thing on Twitter? People are freaking out saying he's not a top 50 player? Is that what I read right? I didn't read into it, but I saw something, the argument about Embiid being a top 50 player in the NBA.
There was some analyst out there talking about it.
Who said that?
So some idiot got his name in the paper by making some crazy claim.
We're not going to give other people, other platforms, any names.
Jeez, that's an analyst to tout. Whoever the hell said that literally should have zero viewers the next time they go on air, because that is the worst take I've ever freaking heard before. Seriously. Okay, you
like, who would be number – who is number 50 on his list? Like, who beat it?
I would love to see the list, though.
I want to see the list. If Embiid's 50, whoever this guy is, come out and produce this list. And,
yeah, chat, if you guys have a chance to find this list for us, like obviously we're doing a show right now, find this list. Tell us who is like players 45 through 50. I really want
to
see.
Do some digging, folks. We got to get to the bottom of this and find out who the hell said that, because that's idiotic.
All right. Where's some mid-price guys and some cheap guys, Hoop, that you're looking at today?
Yeah, so you can also go to – what was the other squad? Orlando. I mean, a lot depends on Fournier, whether he's in or out. I mean, if he is out again, you can take a look at guys like Elfrid Payton, who continues to get it done with Fournier out. And then, I mean, it depending on the site you play, you know, Jody Meeks obviously would get a big boost. That whole team would kind of get a boost. So that's another bit of news that hopefully we get, you know, hour after lock. So hopefully we get that information. But Elfrid Payton would be a mid-tier guy that I'm really interested in.
Yeah, Elf's a guy who's just been killing it anytime he gets some minutes. Have you been riding the Elf train, Tony?
Yeah, here and there, like from the minute he got moved back into the starting lineup, and I just like him when the price is right. He has the upside. I mean, sure, he has some real disaster games too, like a lot of these Magic players. But when you catch that right game, he can get you just he's got 60-point upside legitimately. So anytime in a good matchup, I like him.
And that sounds weird to say about Elfrid, but you look at these game logs, 43, 58, 36. I mean, those are the last three games when he's been getting minutes. Definitely might be
two mid-50s games earlier in the year, too. Like, he's definitely got
up there. Yeah, he can get up there.
Oh, man. If DeRozan's out, are we going to try and find Corey Joseph again? He's still really, really cheap against Philly.
I'm not going back down that way. I mean, if
I just got the best.
Again, I would, but.
Man, well, I just got the best text. My girl from The Bachelor apparently had a nip slip last night.
Oh, really?
Damn. Where I got to do some digging, boys.
Yeah, you can find Vanessa. That Google shade. Vanessa had a nip slip. I didn't see that.
Was it going to offend all the special ed kids she teaches?
Hope not. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure they'd enjoy it.
I'm gonna have to do some research for this, though. That's for sure. That sounds like something that that I'm not going to look at for anybody in my family who's watching. All right, let's check out shooting guards. Obviously, most expensive guy. We've already talked about Harden back to back. Tony, you don't seem to like him as much. If you're not playing Harden, who are you playing?
As shooting guard, let me look at my list. I mean, it a lot depends on if DeRozan's out, too, because on DraftKings at 8.3K, I still do like DeRozan a lot. Like, he's missed – even if they're both in there, like, DeRozan is mispriced at 8.3K. Like, against Philly, there's just – I mean, I like DeRozan still. And Batum in that same matchup we were talking about, if I'm playing Kemba, I like the idea of playing Batum at only 7.4 against Portland as well in a revenge-type matchup.
What about you, Hoop? Any of these other than Harden, anybody you're paying up for?
I mean, obviously, I'm going to try to find a way to get up there at least one of the positions. But in the mid-tier, just shooting guard, we're still just guard in general, I guess, right?
Just shooting guard.
Yeah, like Schroeder, I think, is kind of underpriced on these sites a little bit. He's in that mid-tier. Drew Holiday, have some interest in. But, yeah, I mean, outside of that, not too much more.
Tony, any interest in going back to Eric Gordon, who just screwed so many people last night?
Yeah, I mean, you look at all those shots, and, like, they were all good shots. He just had an off night. So I got no problem going back to him. I mean, they played him a ton, and you can't control him missing shots. But what's the deal with Etuan Moore? Is he supposed to get a boost or something? He's like popping off the page on all my projections.
Hoop, what do you think of Etuan Moore? I mean, he should be getting minutes in the, you know, mid to high 20s. Any interest there for you?
Is Tyreek out or something?
Yeah, I haven't heard. I don't know. I mean, I think he's just playing. Obviously a guy would get a big boost if there were some injuries. Maybe that's with Anthony Davis potentially out. Is that why you'd get the boost?
I don't know. Anthony Davis says he's going to play.
Yeah.
I guess it could just be that he's 31.
I kind of like my strategy with this Pelicans team is just to kind of stay away from this backcourt until we get a little bit more clarity now that Tyreek is back. Yeah.
Look at the chop, man.
Sorry,
yeah, I just read that.
You just read what Chop said?
Let's throw this guy a bone. Get him on the four-man booth.
Yeah, can we get a four-man show?
Chop is always welcome.
Come on in, Chop. Poor Brett's in there now. We got people begging to be on the wood, which, once again, I wish that was the case in high school. All right.
Hey, more the merrier. Hey, we welcome all comers to hop on the wood.
All right, let's move on to small forward now. We got Giannis and KD. Dude, we know you like KD, but we also know you love Giannis. By the way, Giannis now small forward eligible in draft. Way to go. Poop,
it's kind of odd that, like, the guy that plays, like, the most positions only had one eligibility for the longest time, you know?
Yeah, can we just make – I mean, here, let me look up fantasy draft. Is Giannis just, like, guard, forward, everything eligible? He's got to be. There's the guard. Is he? Oh, he's not quite forward eligible. Fantasy draft, you can do that, I'm sure. So let's get, yeah, let's get Giannis eligible for everything because he should be. He could play all the positions. Who? What are you doing at small forward today? You like the expensive guys? You going to try and save money? What's the plan here?
Well, I like Giannis, obviously, if I'm going to spend. I think it's a really good matchup there. That total is way up there in the spread within striking distance, 5.5, 6, up to 7 in some spots. So I think this is a good game for him. If I'm paying up for Harden, especially in tournaments, I mean, you definitely want to come back with Giannis on the other side. And if this game stays close, you have to imagine those guys will have monster games there. So, yeah, and those guys, if you're spending – I mean, I wish Carmelo Anthony just had a better price tag. 8K obviously gets the boost with Porzingis out, but just don't love that price tag. I mean, we've seen him in these spots before completely disappoint. And, you know, if he was like in the 7.5 range, I think he'd be super popular. But he's up to 8 and, you know, has me wondering a little bit if that's a price tag I really want to pay. And then, you know, the Toronto situation, if DeRozan's out, I mean, I think there's a plethora of value options. Carroll, Ross, even that Powell dude, I think all would get pretty stable run.
Tony, I mean, we were talking about Carmelo there for a second. Carmelo's a guy who you always say, when he's over 8K, I just want nothing to do with it. When he's under, let's fire. So are you just staying away today?
It's pretty much, I still agree with that rule for the most part. I mean, depending on slate, on a full slate like this, I just can't pay 8K for Melo. Like, it is a great spot. I mean, it'd be fine, like, if he was the last guy in, but when I can pay $1,900 more for Durant and $2,400 more for Giannis on DraftKings, like, I just like those guys more. I just can't pay 8K for Melo today.
Do you think Milwaukee keeps it close tonight? No, it's a 6.5-point spread.
I think they get blown out personally, but just because Houston laid an egg yesterday, like, I can't see Houston not bouncing back with a really good game. Milwaukee just doesn't defend, which means a lot of wide-open shots for Houston, and that's when they excel. So I don't like the spot for Milwaukee.
Because if it was going to stay close, Giannis getting 38 minutes against a team that just runs back and forth. I mean, oh,
Giannis is still, I mean, Giannis seems to get a lot of minutes even in blowouts from what I've noticed. I mean, I don't have all the official numbers, but I've had him, I roster him as much as anyone, and there's been times when the blowouts and he's still in there. So, I mean, I think he's pretty good either way.
Who would have thought that after last year we'd be saying thank you, Jason Kidd, for not screwing us? Like, you know,
I think it's just that he doesn't have a choice. Like, Giannis is just too good. Like,
yeah, he's got one of those odd rotations too. We've talked about a few times where he comes out like 5 or 6 minutes into the game, plays like the entire second quarter, and like I feel like they're just like setting him up to basically play the entire second half. You know, by getting him out of the game early in the first quarter, has had foul trouble issues, but he tends to play like deep into the fourth quarter regardless. So even if it is a blowout, I think maybe he loses, you know, 3 to 4 minutes, but not a substantial amount of time.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, Giannis too,
by sitting him those 6 minutes, sometimes he sits like even 7 minutes in the first quarter, which sounds weird, but then he only gets a quick rest in the second half. So after you get through that first stretch, like, you just get all the Giannis, and it's one of my favorite parts about rostering him, seriously.
You just like coming up, you just like coming up on the backside.
He comes from the back. Like, it's always good to come from the back. As you guys know. Like, he's just
I knew I set that one up in a wrong way. Golly, he better crane.
Wrong show to serve up on.
That is for sure.
Like, that Sunday morning.
I said it, and I just, in my head, I'm like, oh, boy, here it comes. And then Tony just, like, hops right on.
Oh, he's hopping on all that, you know.
Little Tony Foo-Foo off and through the forest, just jumping on everything I say. Guys, Chat League, there's only 10 spots left. Get in. 22 of 32 full right now. $5 buy-in. You get one of these nice little Roto Grinders hats, plus $40 if you win. And you get to beat Tony. So, yeah, that's always a good time. If we're going to try and save money at small forward today, Hoop, who are we looking at? Are we going back to Ariza, who was doing good and didn't do as good? Are we looking at Michael Beasley, Terrence Ross, like you mentioned? Who else are we looking at small forward?
Yeah, so those guys, I'm still fine with, like, Ariza. To me, that price is just – it's too cheap on DraftKings, 5.5K. It's just too cheap. And they just played like crap yesterday. It wasn't the greatest matchup against the Heat. Ryan Anderson out, he'd get a boost. I mean, we saw the big boost was in his rebounding numbers. So if he scores a normal amount of points, he has a big game and exceeds value. I mean, he had like eight or nine rebounds, I think, yesterday, which is what you'd expect from a guy moving from small forward to power forward and playing a crap ton of minutes. So I like what I saw yesterday. The end result wasn't the greatest. I mean, but if he does his normal thing, scores the points, picks up a couple assists, and, you know, he's usually good for a couple steals and a block, he has a big game. So I'm fine going right back to him. I think he's too cheap.
Tony, chat wants to know about Kent Bazemore and also Kuzminskas. Any interest for you?
Yeah, I like the Kuz for sure. I mean, when Porzingis is out, he's been good, and he's playing monster minutes, like 37 minutes and 30 minutes two of the last three. He's had big games. He's a talented guy. I mean, they drafted him pretty early, I think, and I like him. I mean, his price is up a little bit to 4.3, but that's still too cheap, and I agree with Hoop, too. Like, Ariza was one of my favorite plays yesterday, and he's one of my favorite plays today. Like, he's just too cheap. Anytime you can pay 5.5 for Ariza, you got upside and really a decent floor. So I like Ariza a lot.
Yeah, and Bazemore is a guy who I really just never play. I wish I would have played in the last two games, obviously, but I just never seem to play him just because I can't get him right. Like, I can't predict the guy.
The worst part about rostering Ariza, you guys ever watch the Rockets broadcast?
No.
The guy on there is just so annoying. Anytime he hits a three, he goes, Ariza, fourth Ariza.
I'll tell you the worst guy. The worst radio guy is the Thunder guy.
No, and I think it's a Thunder money ball.
It's the Celtics.
He does the
Celtics guy is the worst.
You're right. The Celtics guys are
complains. He complains and bitches and whines the entire game about everything.
Yeah. Oh, that. Tommy something. I don't know, because I've mentioned this guy before in the chat. Just like, yo, and so and so is the national treasure, and I'm just like thinking, oh, look, a guy from Boston, because that guy is absolutely miserable to listen to. Like, I legitimately can't listen to a Celtics game for
it. He whines and complains the entire game about every call. He thinks every ref is against the Celtics. And I'm like, come on. Like, that's what the fans are – the stuff that the fans whine and complain about, not the commentator. It's awful.
I'm enjoying, by the way, the chats now. They're talking about I live in Oklahoma City and I have to turn the volume up. Cha-ching! Thunder! Three ball!
No, cha-ching, it's a Thunder money ball. Every time. Cha-ching, it's a Thunder money ball.
Oh, money ball. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Every time.
Yeah, sorry. Every time I hear cha-ching, I want to kill myself so I don't hear what he says next. So,
four threes.
It is great, by the way, because the chat is now proving that every NBA team just has terrible announcers. Like, we got, oh, the Clippers are terrible. The Cavs are terrible.
Got this guy. The Celtics guy is amazing. 10 NBA championships as a player coach. I don't give a shit. I don't care what accolades this guy has accomplished. He is a terrible host. Like, you're a terrible commentator. Awful to listen to. He could have 30 championships. I still wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah. Why do we care about what the guy did when he played? Like,
yeah.
I don't understand that. Like, is Tony a better Roto Grinders host because he played high school basketball?
Definitely. He'd probably say so. He'd probably say so.
Definitely not.
The Raptors announcers. Oh, the Raptors announcers are good. I like the Raptors announcers.
Those guys are solid.
Like, I'm weird. I actually listen to more games on the radio than I watch. Like, it's very strange. I enjoy listening to him. So, all right, let's talk about power forward and a guy who I never want to hear about because it's always bad news, Anthony Davis. He's the most expensive power forward tonight over on Fantasy Draft. 19-6 for this guy. We got Boogie Wright, Benalom against Indiana. Tony, what do you think of these big men tonight? Are you playing? You fading? What are you doing?
I just like those other guys we talked about more. So, I don't know. Boogie's disappointed me so much lately, and AD – I don't know. I would play Boogie over AD for sure. Like, Boogie, at least I feel like there's a little bit of consistency, and AD's been getting banged up lately. He left last game. Like, I just can't roster AD right now, I guess. It's a mental block for me.
I'm really enjoying this announcer talk. Keep this going, guys. I'm really enjoying this in the chat. Way to go. I would probably play Boogie 2 over Brow just because I think it game, like, the Pacers are just such a good matchup for him. What do you think, Hoop?
Yeah, I'm by far Team Boogie over Anthony Davis. I mean, if you want in tournaments, play Davis. He'll be the lowest owned out of all the stars. But I still, even in tournaments, would probably go elsewhere. I mean, this guy is a legit – I mean, there's just no other way around it. He is a legitimate – you know the word. Like, I'm not going to say it. He's soft. He's weak. A big old – yeah, one of those things. Just, oh, my God.
Corinne will tell us what the word is.
Yeah. I mean, what percentage of NBA guys, like, go out, like – like, he left the game last time. What percentage of guys, like, leave the game and don't come back? It's got to be so low compared to that dude. Like, I don't know. He's just a – yeah.
He's weak.
I don't like playing him. I just don't like playing him. Like, my wife hates Anthony Davis. Like, she just go, you didn't play effing Brow, did you? Nope, I didn't. You know, just because I don't want to die. But, yeah, no, he's the worst. What about you? I mean, Tony, who else are you looking at? We like Boogie tonight. Brow, I'm probably going to fade. I understand it's a good matchup. I get it. I'm just – I don't want to go there. Who else are you looking at tonight, Tony?
Yeah, I think you got – I mean, Kanter's priced up, but you got to at least look at Kanter with Adams out. I mean, 7K – If they do keep it close and you're playing Westbrook, like, someone else has to do something. So just as far as correlations and in tournaments, like, if they get blown out, you're going to lose anyway. So if you have Westbrook, I think you have to have Kanter with Westbrook almost, just because, like I said, it goes hand in hand. Like, if the game stays close, Kanter's going to have a good game, I think. So I don't mind him in the mid-range. And the guy like Ersan, if Embiid is out, I think Ersan is almost a must-play at 5,400.
I love Ersan.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Philly guys who may or may not be out, TJ McConnell in. So that value you're counting on with Sergio Rodriguez, it is gone. So we can't be doing that anymore. Who are some other guys at power forward you're interested in?
Yeah, I mean, the situation with Kanter is just a little bit weird. Like, it seems like they couldn't figure out, like, what they wanted to do with him, like, last game almost. It's like, all right, he's going to start. Well, actually, he's not starting. Came off the bench, did all right. Then, what, he started the second half, right? I believe he started the second half, and it didn't flow that good. And I think he ended up disappointing. I can't remember the exact performance that he had, but it wasn't all that good. And he's 7K now. So, yeah, I mean, in tournaments, if you're playing Westbrook, just load up in the spot. You know, why not? If they keep this game close, it's going to be Westbrook and probably Kanter that do all the heavy lifting. So I like that combination in tournaments. Some of the other guys, my boy Markieff's getting it done, but the price is up there. Matchup's not the greatest, so probably won't be on him. Monitor the situation in Philadelphia. Actually, that game, Toronto-Philadelphia, because Toronto could be pretty thin up front. I think that no clue how to pronounce his name, but no, is it just Noguera? Noguera, whatever. Yeah, okay.
It's maybe Noguera.
Okay. Yeah. I think he's out. Patrick Patterson, but I'm guessing out. So that would leave that front court pretty thin. I mean, the only one that really has power forward eligibility on DraftKings is that Siakam guy, or Siakam, however you pronounce his name.
That one I don't know.
Yeah, and then Carroll, you can play in the forward position. So they could end up with a pretty thin rotation, thin team tonight. So that's a situation to monitor. And then Embiid, too. Yeah, I mean, if he's out, then take a look at guys like Ilyasova, who at that price, yeah, I agree with Tony, would be pretty close to a guy that you want to jam in there 100%.
I mean, can we really pay – you'll see Kanter's price?
Yeah, I mean, it's up there. It's definitely up there.
Oh, man, that's just – I just don't know if I can pay. Like, I understand there's some sticker shock issues going on because, like, normally we are used to paying, you know, 5K for Kanter on DraftKings. Yeah. And now he's all the way up to 7K. Like, Tony, is that price, does that just kind of scare you off of him? Or no,
it doesn't scare me at all. Like, he's always been a point per minute plus type guy, and he's going to play 35 minutes if the game doesn't completely blow out. So I'm not worried. Like, without Adams, he'd be a way over 7K player. He'd be like an 8K player if he played 35 minutes a night. So I think it's just sticker shock.
Yeah, it is. I just didn't – I don't know. This whole situation, and like I said, they look brutal. Pretty high high likelihood for a blowout, but in Golden State, obviously, them being a double-digit favorite is some cause for concern. So I think, for me, it's probably better suited in tournaments.
Yep. All right, so let's go ahead and move on to centers because we got some guys here, obviously, we need to be touching on. Guys, we actually might have time to our questions today. Can you believe that?
We got to talk about your boy Jeremy Grant probably for the value of power forward. Like, everyone's been talking because he's the one that started. He's in the same matchup and he's only 3'7". Like,
I am such a Jeremy Grant homer. Like, when he first came over to Oklahoma City, I just wanted to play him. I didn't care that he was playing 10 minutes. I'm like, yeah, but because I remember that, like, 9-block game he had back in Philly, you know, a year and a half ago. I'm like, yeah, let's go that. Any interest in Jeremy Grant for you?
Yes. I think his minutes are going to be stable here regardless. Should be around 30 minutes. And he drew the start. I'd expect him to draw the start again. And the guy, he should flourish in this type of game, you know, super up-tempo game. Both teams will push the pace here and – I think blowout proof. I think he gets his minutes regardless.
By the way, guys, as Mango just posted in the chat, only 8 spots left to go in this fantasy draft contest. Are you guys in there?
I do need to get in there. Yeah,
I got to get in there. I got to get in there still too. I got to put Jeremy Grant in my lineup right now because we don't party there. Let's see. Is this 1K? This 1K is only 3 spots left, guys. So if you want to get in this 1K, go ahead and do it. It is going to fill, I would guess, in the next half hour. So I would definitely jump in there. If you haven't done it yet, get on it now. All right, centers. Like we mentioned, we already talked about Brown. We already talked about Boogie. We got some guys. I'll tell you, the most expensive guy that's center only eligible, who fits your favorite player in the world? Sir Andre Drummond. It's Atlanta. Talk to us about Andre Drummond today.
I mean, the price is not too bad, which is, I guess, something that, he's 7'6". That's reasonable. Pretty high total in this game, should be competitive. I don't hate him. He's never going to be a building block for me, but night like tonight, I think I'd be fine settling on him.
By the way, speaking of settling, Hoop, you're going to be settling on something tonight because you have a $50 rematch with Capone tonight, my friend.
Only 50? Where's the other 950? that was the original.
It was the original. But, I mean, eventually you're going to get there. It's just spread out.
Okay, well, we can't wait to see which player he's whining and bitching about at 12:30 a.m. Eastern time.
It's got to be somebody for sure. Tony, who else are you looking at center?
A few guys in the mid-range are who I like the most, like Vooch. Vooch has been looking real strong since he started now? 4 games. He's been 28-plus all 4 of them. He's got a good matchup tonight. But whether AD – they said AD's playing, so I'll assume he's playing at least for half the game. I like Vooch. And then you go down a little bit, like Olynyk. I love Olynyk at 4,500 against the Knicks. Like, he's been awesome the last 2. That price just feels – even though the price is up a little bit, I still feel like it's too cheap. And I just love – Olynyk's one of my favorite overall plays tonight.
Yeah, Olynyk's a guy – if he's going to get minutes, he's going to be in my lineups. Like, that, it's just that simple. What about you, Hoop? Any interest in Olynyk?
I don't have much. I mean, I think more of a tournament play. If I'm in that price range, I'm just going to go up a little bit higher and get a guy like Zeller or even Valanciunas at 5.9K, who I like quite a bit. And that front court for the Raptors could end up being pretty thin tonight. So I think those are more the guys that I'm interested in.
And we should talk about Cody Zeller, Hoop, because you and I were texting a couple nights ago, and it was –
It was true,
because at halftime, you and I are texting each other, effing Cody Zeller, the worst. I got roped into Zeller everywhere. And then, as you called him, a true American hero, he shows up in the fourth quarter. Nothing all day. I'm watching the DK Live app. My power was out that night. So I'm just following all my games on the DK Live app, and I'm like, Cody Zeller, too. Yes.
It was literally like a 3.5-minute span in the game, too. We got it all done.
Got some blocks. It was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. Yep. All right, so we like Zeller. We like O'Quinn. Guys, let's talk about our studs of the day. And then we're going to – if you guys got any questions, we're going to have a few minutes, so go ahead and fire them up. Stud of the day for you, Tony. Who's it going to be?
Stud, I guess I'll stick with Westbrook. I mean, I like him a lot. I get the feeling from talking to you guys that maybe he's not going to be as high owned as I thought. So if I can get Westbrook low owned, I like the idea of it. And I think the game's going to stay close, so I'll stick with that.
I couldn't believe it. We were talking about this the night that Chris Paul got hurt. Westbrook was less than 10% owned everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it was unbelievable to me. I don't hate Westbrook. Who's your stud of the night, Hoop?
Oh, it's Harden coming home after the loss. I think he just goes off here in the spot against Milwaukee. So Harden for me, probably pretty – I mean, I guess you guys wouldn't expect anything else but a chalky selection.
I'm going with Boogie. I'm going with Team Boogie, boys and girls. 4 spots left, by the way, in the fantasy draft. Roto-Grinders Chat League, 28 of 32 filled now. It's $5 buy-in. Go ahead and get in there and win one of those hats. I'm going with Boogie. That's who I'm going with. That's my stud of the day. Stud of the day. Tony, who you got?
Dud of the day. It'll sound crazy, but give me Harden coming off that big game yesterday. I don't think he goes back to back off that monster.
I feel a prop bet coming up.
They lost.
Westbrook? I'll take Westbrook over Harden. You want?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, I was talking to Crane. I like those.
No. I'm on
Go ahead, Crane. Oh. You're on Westbrook too?
I like West. Yeah, I like Westbrook to score more points.
I'm excited overall about my $100. We have a nice little rhythm going with our hundies between.
You know, you said today, my entire Venmo account is from you. Like, nobody else does Venmo transactions. You sent me some for like a swap we did a month ago, and it's just slowly going back to you, $100 at a time. I can't beat you in a prop bet. No. I'm out on this. I like Boogie tonight, but no, I'm. You guys can have fun with that. Who's your dud of the night, Hoop?
I guess probably another chalky selection, but Anthony Davis, I mean, just, I don't know. He's just weak coming off the injury. I mean, he's not even going to be owned, so it's like not anything.
Give us a bust.
Yeah, okay, hang on.
Give the people what they want. Capone wants to know.
Yeah.
I like the brow bust. I'm fine with that. I'm correct.
There's like 12 high-priced guys. You guys can come
there's up. Like no high-priced guys. They're all like.
They can't all hit.
Yeah, they're.
The bust is like these
Westbrook,
guys.
Westbrook.
There you go. Oh, I love it.
I like that. What I like.
For both of you. My bust of the night, I'll stick with Boogie. Or not Boogie, I'm sorry.
I was like, bust of the night?
Stud and bust? That's a good one.
You're going to be right tonight.
I'm all about that hedge life. What can I say?
Yeah.
All right, guys. You got any QQs? Go ahead and fire them in. As far as injuries go, we don't know a whole lot yet, so we're going to kind of wait to see if we get any news for that. People are asking about the best value plays tonight. And guys, I don't think we really know right now. There's so much that's kind of going on that where news is going to, it's going to be, I get a feeling, a really annoying last 15 minutes before lock. It's going to be like yesterday. Again, I took yesterday off, but I get the RotoGrinders alert on my phone that says Kyle Lowry out. And I just start cackling thinking, oh baby, I'm so glad I took
today. I just laughed though. But why were you glad though? Like Lowry was 20% owned. Like why are people mad that he was out?
Once I realized he was 20% owned,
you were back in.
It's like the silliest stuff. Like if you're on, like if you're on top of your stuff and you're dedicated to this, that's like the best possible thing that can happen to you, literally.
Yeah. People ask me.
Unless it's after lock and it's the worst thing that can happen to you. But literally, like if you do this stuff seriously, that's the shit that like you should be rooting for to happen.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Why do people bitch about late swap with it too? Like this was 15 minutes before lock. What does late swap have to do with anything?
Well, when I was excited about it, I thought that lock was at 6 o'clock.
Oh, you thought it was 15 minutes before.
I thought it was after.
Yeah, no. I mean, people just love to complain. Like, it's unreal. Just grow up.
And it wasn't like there was, like, 2 minutes. Like, there's 15 minutes.
Yeah, tons of time.
Here's a question on a couple guys we didn't talk about today. Any interest in Teague or Collison?
I think there's a lot of really good plays on the slate. I just don't have much interest in either of those guys.
Teague is 7.6K. Definitely not for Teague. And then Collison, I don't like either guy at all either.
Yeah, and by the way, guys, if you guys were wanting to get in that RotoGrinders chat league, go ahead and post the link, but it's not going to matter because it is full. So, sorry, guys. If you didn't get in, you got no shot at that free hat. Did you guys get in?
I clicked reserve, I think.
Okay, I didn't get in. So, sorry, guys. You're going to have to settle for them big T dollars instead of the Crane dollars, which, trust me, they spend just as well. All right, Kuzminskas or Dario Saric in cash? Who?
Kuz, man. He's legit. I'm with Tony, man. I like that guy. I like just watching him play. He's a grinder. Even if his shot's off, he'll find a way to get there for you.
Yeah, and I love those guys because, like you said, even if the shot's not falling, the rebounds are going to be there, get a few assists, a few steals.
Like 37 minutes, too, the other night. Like 37 minutes of a skilled guy. Like, I don't care who it is. He's skilled. Like,
I watch him play, man. Did you see that little it was a subtle little thing, but he went to the basket and he's kind of got bumped and he like finished with his left like over his head. That was nice.
He's super skilled.
Yeah, by the way, some value if you guys were looking for that 76ers forward value. Sorry, Embiid is starting and playing. I guess if he is starting, that would mean he's going to play. So I think starting was perfectly enough for that. Philadelphia 76ers Twitter. By the way, speaking of NBA Twitter, the Trailblazers tweeted this out 5 minutes ago. Noah Vonleh is back.
You want to talk about a guy I could beat one-on-one. I think I could beat him. He is awful. Like, he is horrendous at basketball.
That's great.
Like, he's awful.
He was a top 10 pick, wasn't he?
He was a high pick. He is really awful.
All right. You know, I think college. Yeah, there's a guy. Andre Roberson. I know he he can apparently play good defense, but he is painful to watch. Like he has no basketball. Like
people
actual
try
basketball.
And roster him too.
Like he literally can't dribble. Like yeah, I saw him like try to go behind his back. It was the most awkward looking thing ever.
Yeah, he's real bad on all. I couldn't beat him one on one though because I can never score on him because he's so freaking long.
Yeah, I mean, is he that good on defense?
He's zero though.
Yeah, that would be an awful. By the way, Tony, we got to say, man, we almost had the greatest moment in Roto Grinders history because you almost qualified to play pickup basketball with Antonio Brown.
I thought I was going to win for a minute there.
Oh, that would have been so. Hoof, I had already decided you and I were going and we were just going to do play by play.
No doubt. Yeah, we would have been a little desk on the sidelines, professional commentators. Oh, it would have been
for sure. People would love that.
But before I started doing poker, I did a lot of high school basketball, man. I decked out in the suit every game.
Old tape of that. I want to see that.
I've got a bag of cassette tapes somewhere.
You have to make it. Actually, for your sake,
we need a little sample.
19-year-old Crane doing high school basketball play-by-play. Last question before we get out of here. Kimba Lillard or John Wall? Who you got?
I got Lillard.
Who is that, Tony? I heard Hoopoo.
I got Kimba for sure. I think he's got Lillard. I'll definitely take that prop bet, too.
I will go with I don't know.
We got to get a Hundy. Who you like?
All right, you know what? Fine. I'll take John Wall. We'll do 100.
You'll take John Wall?
Yeah, sure.
Over Kimba?
No, three, man. We
got three different people.
I thought it was Lillard and Kimba.
No, it was Lillard, Kimba, and Wall.
I didn't even hear Wall.
I'll take whoever you guys don't want.
I want Kimba.
I want Lillard.
I'll take Wall.
Solved. There we go.
Done. $100. So, all right. So, Tony, congrats on that $100 because I'm sure you're going to win.
You're a big favorite with Wall, but sure.
Yeah. Oh, God. Boy, he's just trying to keep me on the hook, man.
No, Wall's like a 10K guy for a while. Now he's only 8'6".
Oh, man. Oh, no, you're a big favorite. You just keep on firing with old Big T.
I do like Kimba. Yeah, no. What about the last question about what Hoop thinks about this nip slip? I mean, we haven't got an official comment yet.
I'll let you guys know in about 5 minutes. I might need some add-on time after that.
Well, I will say to Roto Grinders chat if you're going to get in there and report on the nip slip. But, guys, we got to get out of here now. Now we got Roto Grinders Live coming up next. So for Big T, for Hoop, for myself, we'll catch you guys later. Peace.